Blog Talk Radio.
I am the nation. I was born on July 4th, 1776, and the Declaration of Independence is my birth certificate. The bloodlines of the world run in my veins because I offered freedom to the oppressed. I am many things and many people. I am the nation. I am 200 million living souls and the ghost of millions who have lived and died for me. I am Nathan Hale and Paul Revere. I stood at Lexington and fired the shot heard round the world. I'm Washington, Jefferson, Patrick Henry. I'm John Paul Jones, the Green Mountain Boys, and Davy Crockett. I'm Lee and Abe Lincoln. I remember the Alamo, the Maine, and Pearl Harbor. When freedom called, I answered and stayed until it was over there. I left my heroic dead in Flanders fields and in the steaming jungles of Vietnam. I am the Brooklyn Bridge, the wheatlands of Kansas, and the granite hills of Vermont. I am the coal fields of the Virginias and Pennsylvania, the fertile lands of the West, the Golden Gate and Grand Canyon. I sprawl from the Atlantic to the Pacific. 3 million square miles. I'm more than 3 million farms. I'm forest, field, mountain, and desert. I'm quiet villages, and I'm cities that never sleep. You can look at me and see Ben Franklin walking down the streets of Philadelphia. I'm Babe Ruth in the World Series. I'm 130,000 schools and colleges and 326,000 churches where my people worship God as they please. I'm a ballot dropped in a box. I am an editorial in a newspaper, and I'm a letter to a congressman. I'm Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein. I'm Horace Greeley, Will Rogers, and the Wright brothers. I'm George Washington Carver, Daniel Webster, and Jonas Salk. I'm Walt Whitman, Thomas Paine, Tom Sawyer, and Walt Disney. Yes, I am the nation, and these are the things that I am. I was conceived in freedom, and God willing, in freedom I'll spend the rest of my days. May I possess always the integrity, the courage, and the strength to keep myself unshackled, to remain a citadel of freedom and a beacon of hope to the entire world. I am the nation.
Good evening, everyone. I'm filling in for Terry. I'm hoping she's going to call in. She has horrible computer issues. There's a technician trying to help her. Also, she hopefully can get onto a telephone. No, she's not called in yet, Yola. I did leave a message about 10 minutes prior to the opening of the show on her cell phone when she called me. I was at the dentist's office earlier. This is Linda Sills. I'm in Oceanside trying to run the board, and hopefully everyone can hear me. Terry is just trying so hard to get in, and so we'll see what happens. We'll do our best. I did put out the blasts. I don't know if anyone else is coming in today. Sometimes they don't know that this starts at 3 p.m. my time and 6 p.m. Eastern. So hopefully others are trying to get in. Not sure. Yola got in pretty easily. A lot of times Rod can't, or Bill has trouble too. So I don't know what you guys' weather is like. We're kind of sitting in still springtime waiting for summer. We don't know what's going on. But and I know that there was a – let me get over here to this. The issues of the day, basically one of her topics today, if I can get back here, because I know she sent it. I'm really bad about probably deleted it, so I know she was talking about the role of government and all these things in education. And so, again, I'm at a loss. There's only myself and Yola in the chat room, and hopefully others can hear. Again, she's supposed to call in, but I don't know what's happening. So it could be a phone line thing. I'm not sure if I could go ahead and cancel it, because I think she had mentioned that if she can't call and things get kind of crazy for her, that we can go ahead and end the show. Since I'm not a teacher, all I know is I hate Common Core, and I'm going this month to find out more about it and how to fight it. But anyway, so again, I apologize for kind of a last-minute thing. She called me around, I think about 10 minutes to 2 my time here, and because it's like 3:05 right now for me. Anyway, what do you think? You know, type in, call in, whatever. Let me know if you want to cancel it, because I don't see her trying to figure out what to speak on. She was going to do something with the, of course, the education system and the role of government and other things in our schools. So, yeah, I'm not a good sub for our real teacher. Yeah, I think we'll just hang in here and see if anyone calls. She may not be able to get a phone line if she's got technicians there and she can't get to a phone or whatever. That would be an answer. So I did, like I said, I left a message. She hasn't called back on my cell, which is the one I used. So let me play a little bit of this one. And this is kind of fun. I'll just do a little bit and then we'll see if she calls in. This one is my tribute to the NSA and the spying. This is kind of fun. So just for a second and then we'll see if she calls in.
Watching me.
Since no one's calling, it is 8 minutes after. Again, I'm not a good substitute because Miss Terry does an incredible job. She knows her craft, and we will check her next week. I'm going to see what Yola's typing, and I just want to say God bless to anyone that's trying to get in, and hopefully she can get it. Yeah, it's probably hard getting people in, too. Maybe that's what's going on. It could be that. So, God bless, and I'll see you guys at the other chat rooms, and thanks, Yola, for coming in, and we'll just go ahead and close it. Thank you. See you guys next week. Also, if anyone wants to, I think it's, I don't know if it's 9 p.m. Eastern or what it is, but I'll probably send something out by Facebook that Mikey B will do. Mikey B will be on for Higher Truth Radio tonight, and I'll try to get links out to everybody, so that gives me 3 hours to deal with what I'm dealing with. Thanks, guys. God bless, and I'll see you next week, and hopefully Miss Terry will have all our computer issues done. Take care.